Blog Talk Radio.
Your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you.
My heart, my mind, lift your voice and say,
Ah. give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Everybody!
you doing?
Good.
All right, all right. So I guess we can go with that song, the churchy one. Let's get it. Driving. I think this song is missing something. I feel the song needs a choir.
Yeah, a choir would be nice. But we can't get no choir this short notice.
Mm. I mean, we're in Atlanta.
I'm from Dallas.
Don't come for my praise.
But I just think it's short notice to try to get a choir.
Let me show you. What are you talking about? Oh, God, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to do. Social media. Watch this. Miranda Curtis needs a choir. Post. Now watch this. It's going to be massive.
Okay. Come on, God.
We're going to jam for the Lamb. So, y'all come on in. Come on in. I'm so glad you're here. This is about to be banana.
I'm pressing on. I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Daniel Nugget. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God and what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited that you guys decided to join us on this morning on this Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, you call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. We're here this morning with none other than our brother and our friend that will be joining us here shortly. None other than Pastor Martin B. Scott will be with us on this morning, all the way from Louisiana. He'll be calling in here just a little bit. But I'm telling you, call a friend, tell a neighbor to jump on and be a part of this great morning Man Up broadcast. Listen, start your Monday off with Man Up Monday. Every Monday morning we're here. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You'll start your week off with power. You'll start your week off with strength. And what God will impart in you, you'll be able to carry with you. We have some fantastic guests that come on, and they share such an empowering word that these men come on and share with us. And I'm telling you, brother, this is what we need. We need to have someone to be our brother's keeper. And this is what this Man Up broadcast is about. It's about being one another's keeper, to encourage one another, to strengthen one another. Because every so often, I'm going to tell you from life experience, we need somebody to push us. We need somebody to give us that strength. We need somebody to say, hey, man, it's going to be okay. Hey, man, you know what? You may be going through. You may be experiencing some things. You may even been seeing some things that you may not understand. But God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is trust in him, and he will direct and guide our path. Amen? So you guys know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go another further, let's go into effectual fervent prayer. We're going to share our scripture, and then we're going to let you know all these great countries that are coming in, that are listening in on this morning. So lend me your heart for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word, share your strength, share, God, your infallible word that will change, transform. God, give strength and empower those that need to be empowered. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your power. God, we thank you for just being God and being God and being God all by yourself. God, we trust in you, God, because we know that not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we thank you in advance, God, for the word that will go forth. God, we thank you for the man of God that will be bringing the word. God, we thank you, God, that you were imparting him that thing he needs to be imparted. God, and strengthen the men on today. And we glorify, magnify, and lift up your mighty and infallible name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from the book of 1 Corinthians. The book of 1 Corinthians, and it simply reads this. It simply reads this in the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. 25 through 27. And it reads like this, that there shall be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And rather one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Watch this here. Or the other members be humble, and all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, a member in particular. In particular. I'm going to read that again. That there shall be no schisms in the body, but that one member suffers, have the same care one for another. And rather one member suffers, all members suffer with it. Or the member be honorable, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, a member in particular. in particular. That was the reading of 1 Corinthians 12:25-27. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of his word. And now we want to make sure that we acknowledge all those great countries. We want to say thank you to all of you guys that are listening in across the world. We thank you so much. We're so honored that you would allow us to be one that will impart into you, to speak life to you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to empower you. Watch this here, to give you the ability to stand in this thing that that God has allowed to be able to be imparted into your hands. We're just grateful. We're grateful that you would consider listening in to us. Now, this is for the listening audience. This is for the ones that's here on the United States soil. Let me help you real quick. Some of these countries that are listening in, watch this, in their countries, if they're caught with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture, some of them are drug out into the street and made examples out of them. Some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are executed right in the street to deter the others from partaking in this. But there are those that are listening in right now that said that for God I live and for God I die. I will give my life because I want to be able to be in the presence of God. The Bible says it like this: to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. For us to take that time out and give our life, God will honor that because we're giving our life for him and in him. And we live our life in him. Amen. So I want you to take out the time today. When I read these names off, you don't have to write them down. But when you're in your prayer time, I want you to intercede for these countries. I want you to pray for these companies. Pray for their taskmasters. Pray for the ones that have ruled over them. And ask the Lord to soften the heart of Pharaoh. Come here, let me help you. Soften the heart of Pharaoh. Soften their mind. Because if you soften it, because that prayer will shift them. And that will cause the glory of the Lord to come in. The Bible talks about it. It says like this. It says, when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Sometimes, oh my God, sometimes people of God, we got to let our Uzziah die. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessing. Put you to your purpose. Guide you to your destiny. We got a man of God that's going to be coming on here in a minute. But watch this. We got to let our Uzziah die. And when we let Uzziah die, then we watch this. Then we can see the Lord. Our vision gets better. Oh God, our vision gets better when we let Uzziah die. When we let the thing that's been keep calm. My God, I'm not even trying to preach this morning. But when you get that thing that's coming against you and trying to battle in your mind and battle in your heart and battle in your spirit, when you learn how to release those people, God, help me right through here. When you learn how to let them, God, when you learn how to let them people go, when you learn how to let Pharaoh, when you learn how to let people go, Pharaoh, when you learn, come here, because we can become a Pharaoh ourselves, God, help me right through here. We can hold on to folks that we ain't even supposed to be holding on to. If you learn how to shut the door, Lord, if you learn how to shut the door on some folks, shut the door on some situations, shut the door on some people, God will move for you. But you got to learn how to trust in the Lord. With all your heart, lean not to thine own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him. He will, for surely, without a shadow of doubt, direct you. So I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to intercede for those countries that we're going to be calling out. I know you're not going to remember all of them. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. You, it's not designed for you to remember all of them. Just say, Lord, move for those countries that the worldwide gospel connection is reaching. And then while you pray that, say, Lord, let the worldwide gospel connection reach some more countries. Because that's our job. He said for us to go into the highways and hedges and tell them to come. So that's what we're doing. So every time, come here, let me help you. So every time this broadcast man hits somewhere, we going into the highways and hedges and compelling men to come. Every time, God, I'm a son of a soul. Every time we go in, we pull somebody out of the deep. Every time we go in, we pull somebody out of muck and mire clay. Every time we go in, we give them wisdom and knowledge that they would arise from out of their situation. So today, in your prayer time, Lord, bless them. simply transform. Move by your power. Move by your grace. God, do it again. Yeah. Be the God of our encore and somebody's life. So we want to just make sure that we acknowledge those countries. So we want to say thank you. That's my soapbox moment. I have a soapbox moment. That was my soapbox moment. So I'm done with my soapbox moment. So here are those great countries. We are those great countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. Hong Kong. Germany. Bulgaria. Russia. Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. We have Thailand. And we have Romania. We just picked up Romania and Thailand a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. We just picked those up. So we want to say welcome to the family. Thailand and Romania. Welcome to the family. And we hope something is said or done on the broadcast today that will transform your life. We hope that the word will come and meet you where you are and give you strength. Thank you, Father. Give you strength where you are and build you in your most broken place. Give you the ability to stand and withstand in your storm is our prayer on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys are listening in. You're partnering in with us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank God for you. We bless God for you. We are able to be able to share this word with you on today. So we just bless the name of Jesus. And know that God has his hand on your life. Know that God is moving by his power and by his strength. Trust in the Lord. With all your heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will assuredly direct your path. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
You took everything. to me that was so dear, and all I can do to be is
share something real quick with you. I'll get to be here shortly, but the Lord dropped something in my spirit as we were waiting for our guests to come on to share this morning. He has a word, but I wanted to share this with you guys. This is because this was on my heart this morning. As we read our scripture, something stuck out real. It just turned a light on for me as I read it, and it came out of our scripture of 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 25, and it says this, that there shall be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. That the members shall have the same care one for another, that there shall not be any schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Can I bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny? And I'm not going to be long, I promise you. I'm just going to drop this nugget, and I'm going to roll on. I promise you, I'm going to drop this nugget, and I'm going to roll on. God began to show me something. God began to show me something. He said, one of the quickest ways to get rid of the isms and schisms in the body is for everybody to be on the same page. Touch your neighbor and let your neighbor know. I know some of y'all are driving. I'm so I know some of y'all are sitting at home. Some of y'all are sitting at work. Y'all can't do it like you want to. But act like you got a neighbor. Act like we're in church and touch your neighbor and say your neighbor, your neighbor, your neighbor. Say your neighbor. Say excuse me. Say the man of God say he's going to help us get rid of the isms and schisms in church. And the way we do it is that we care for one another. Come here. Let me help you. The way you get rid of the isms and schisms in church is everybody be on the same mind, one accord. He said, if we all get on one accord, he said, when they were all together and they were all on one accord, what happened is the Holy Ghost fell. And when the Holy Ghost come in, let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. When everybody was on one accord in the Bible days, in the time of the Pentecost, when Pentecost fell, when everybody main thing. They were thinking exactly the same. What happened was the Holy Ghost came in, and the Holy Ghost took over. And when the Holy Ghost took over, they mistakenly that everybody that was in the presence of God was drunk. See, when you get when you get on one accord, let me bless you to your blessed place and give you something to work with today. When everybody get on one accord, we can all get drunk. We can all get filled with the Spirit. We can come here. Let me give you something. It ain't no fun if the Holy can have some. Watch this. You got to understand everybody has to have the same mind. Come on and show the text in. Not everybody has got to have the same mindset. Everybody be thinking exactly alike. Everybody got to be pulling with the, come on here, pulling with the same amount of pressure and power in order for this thing to work. You got to get rid of the isms and schisms by coming on one accord. Your mind, come here, bring your mind subject to, oh Lord, to the will of God that's happening in the house. When you learn, when you understand, when you get this in your head, when you got this in your mind, when you get this thing transformed, when you do a copy and paste in your mindset and say, if I think, oh God, if I think like I need to think with everybody else, everything else will roll into place. I ain't no rogue horse. I ain't the one that's running. Oh God, I'm not the one that's running, trying to run out here and do my own thing. I'm literally on the same page. I'm moving in the same power and in the same strength. Watch it here. It does not mean you don't have individuality, but what it does mean is you subject to what that you have rule over you. Come here. Let me help you real quick. Individuality don't mean that you're alone. Bless you. Thank you for coming. I'm glad you showed up. I appreciate you. I love you with the love of the Lord, but I want you to know that does not mean that you are wrong. Individuality means that you come in, you're not strong left or right, but you have the mentality and mindset that I'm going to go according to the protocol that has been set. See, let me help you real quick. Let me show you something that you may not know, but then again, you may know. What is this? You had people in the Bible that was wrong, but they had a good mind or a good head on their shoulder, because even though they pulled away from people's mindset about them, they still lived the life like God told them to live. Oh, God, you helping today, bro. You helping, Reverend. I know I am, Doc. Don't worry about it. Let me keep preaching. Watch this here. You got people in the Bible that would not take down, and they lived, and they worked, and they called, and they walked, and they did what God told them to do, because, like I said, it was their time and their season, but they understood that there is protocol set in place, and I cannot be the one that caused the strife in the church. I felt you, God. I felt you. See, what we as the body of Christ is missing, we're missing the fact that even though we've got an opinion. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble. Even though we got an opinion, it don't always take to the point that when you have an opinion that you need to say what's on your mind. Oh, God, help me right through here. Because what the man of God hears from God and what you hear in your flesh, preacher, you taking them deep today. What you hear in your flesh, it really was messing you up. See, you can be so earthly minded, you ain't no heavenly good. But you can be so heavenly good. I mean, you can be so heavenly minded, you know, earthly good. But you can be so earthly minded, you ain't no heavenly good too. See, watch. See, what we was. Oh God, I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm already out there in the water. I might as well go ahead on. See, what we got to realize is this. We can be the cause of the issue and don't even realize we're the cause of the issue and cause an issue and mess up some, come here, and mess up some things. We can be the ship. We can be the reason why the whole ship is sinking. Come here, Jonah. Oh, Lord. Come here. Because we're the because we made the decision to go on our own path, and God can call you to go on the path you need to go on, but instead of you moving according to the will of God, you made your decision to do what you want to do. Come here, Jonah, introduce yourself to the people. God bless you. God, thank you, Chief, for letting me come on. I am Jonah. I'm Jonah, and I was supposed, y'all know I ain't got no good sense, so y'all just rise with me. Jonah, go ahead on and introduce yourself. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for allowing me to be on the Man Up Monday broadcast. I thank you for the opportunity to come and to share. But what I want to do is I want to share my testimony. Go ahead and back up yourself. Well, my testimony is this. I was, oh God, I'm getting a call. I was supposed to go to Nineveh, but I jumped on the ship to go to Tarshish. And with me going to Nineveh, I closed the rift in God's plan. Oh, God. When are you messing up some stuff, messing up some ideologies, you're messing up some people's thoughts, you're messing up some deep people's agendas. Watch this. Here he is. Meaning to go to Nineveh, but he jumped on the ship to go to Tarshish, and he threw a monkey wrench in God's plan. Why would you say that he threw a monkey wrench in God's plan? Because if he would have just went on head on and went, he would have experienced what he experienced. Some of y'all is in the shape that you're in because you decided you want to go to Tarshish. You decided you want to go there. You wanted to go the opposite way that God is telling you. So sometimes what God has to do, God has to create for you a detour. Sometimes God got to create you a detour. Because if you would have stayed on the path in the first place, you would have got there quicker. You would have got to your blessing quicker. You would have got to your deliverance quicker. But you decided you wanted to go your own way. You wanted to do your own thing. It's your thing. Ow. Do what you want to do. You can't tell me who can come in and help you. You got to understand, when you make that decision to go your own way, you fall into so much trouble. Here Jonah is. Jonah made the decision to go to Tarshish, called the rift. And because he called the rift, there were consequences. You do know when you start schisms in the church, it's rift. And that rift comes with consequences. That schism brought its consequences. You have a little shagam bandini aman satai kurande yahun shiku. It calls rift. And when it calls rift, you got to understand that there are consequences that come with the rift. Those that are under the sound of my voice that know what obedience sound like. The Bible says it like this. He said, this obedience is as a sin of witchcraft. But when you obey God, it's like marrow to the bone. Come here, let me help you. It does something for you. It revitalizes you when you're obedient to God. God can step in and God can make some things line up. He can make some things move. He can make some things come together. But you got to learn how to stay out of the rift. Oh, God. You got to come here. You got to learn how to stay out of everybody's business. You can't be the tailbearer. Come here. Let me bless you. You can't be the gossiper. Come here. Come here. The one that's seeking gossip. Oh, God, help me right through here. You do know what they say about all the ones that do all this shit. He said disobedience is as a sin of witchcraft. And the liar and the disobedience. read and go have a day in the lake of fire. So you got to understand something. Disobedience sends you into the place of where you go through hell. Come on. Oh, God. I'm already out there. Listen, I'm not only neck deep. I'm in over my head now. But since I'm here, we might as well go have church. You got to understand that when you are... When you operating in foolishness, when you become foolish, when you become the fool in the house, you realize that God will set a fool down. Just shake your head, yes. God will set a fool down. God will make it so hard for you. It make it so difficult for you. It make it so complex for you. You don't know your right hand from your left. You don't know if you coming or going. He'll make it hard for you. How are you going to preach? Because I got to close this thing off because the man of God is coming. I got to close this thing off. How do you get rid of the schisms in the body? Simple. It's complex, ain't difficult, ain't hard. Come here, let me help you real quick. What you do is stop. S-T-O-P. Let me help you. And here in Houston, they put in the monorail system. It's a train that runs downtown. And in order for them to put this sign up, it means that somebody had to have had an accident, or somebody had to have had or not been paying attention and almost had an accident. Okay, so a certain spots where the rail runs, it says stop, look, and listen. Look, listen. Stop. Look and listen. In order for you to get the Israelites out of the church, first thing you have to do, you need to stop. Stop running your mouth. Stop running and trying to run everything. Stop trying to be in charge. Stop trying to, oh, come here, let me help you. Stop trying to be the one that's in charge. You come here. Your seat. Sure, God, you got my knee shaking with this one. Your seat is at the table, not the head of the table. Come here, let me help you. Your seat is at the table, but not the head of the table. Like you hear, my seat is at the table. My seat ain't even at the head of the table. God's the head of the table. I'm just sitting there. I'm listening. Watch this here. Stop. You got to look. Look at what you're doing. Look at the carnage that you're causing. Look at the risk that you're causing. See, sometimes we can cause conflict, and we don't know we're causing conflict until we stop and we look around and see how many bodies we left laying in the dust. Look at what you're starting. Look at the conflict that you done put out here. Look at the people you done hurt. Look at the damage that you have done with your mouth. Shut up. Close that thing that holds your top and your lower together. Shut it down. Learn to tame your tongue. The Bible says that he said we can put a bit in a horse's mouth and call it to turn. You can have an oar on a boat and make a boat go the direction that you need to go in. He said we can train the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. He said, but that fire, he co- brimstone and a fire. Because your mouth can cause a fire. Learn how to shut your mouth. Because your words cause more conflict than comfort. Your words cause more calamity than peace. Your words, shut up and listen. Hear what God is saying. Hear what God is saying to the angel of house. Stop talking. Now look. If you look at what the Lord is doing, the Bible says, he says for us to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. And it is marvelous in our eyes. If you stop long enough, if you listen and you look, you'll see that work is being done. Quit trying to move in no time and let God move in his time. That's my time. That's my time. God bless you. That's my time. I'm going to go head on. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And we'll hear from our guest here in just a moment. So let us go head on. And we're going to go head on and we're going to have a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
People may say I do. Because of the
Amen, amen. Because of blood. Amen. Ricky Dillard and his choir sung that song, man. That's a blessing to my soul. But listen, I cannot hold the man of God on any longer. He is on. He is live. He is with us right now. So I present to some, introduce to others, none other than our brother Alfred here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Martin B. Scott. Pastor Scott, you have the floor, man. Please go ahead and bless the people.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is good to be on with you today just for a little while to help lift up the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. We just glad to be in the house of God with y'all brothers and sisters once again. And just for a little while, we want to bring to our attention a few things, you know, to help encourage our hearts and our minds to stay steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Almighty God. And we just want to thank our brother, our friend, our pastor, the apostle, for allowing us the opportunity to be here. And you know, I gave him an open door. He can call me tomorrow and say he need me, and I'm going to be right there for him. You know, when you have the opportunity to be in touch with a true man of God or a true woman of God, you have to take those things and not take it lightly, but you bond together and you work together for the advancement of the body of Christ. There's a few little things that we want to talk about on today to help us as the men of God and women of God to move forward in this thing, that this ministry that God has provided for us. Amen. And one of the things what we want to look at today is Isaiah chapter 63, verse number 3. A portion of that verse says, talks about the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And once again, that's Isaiah 61 and verse 3. And that's one of those, that last portion, little portion of that scripture there. And brothers and sisters, what God is, and when I look at this and I begin to think and I begin to wonder and I begin to ponder and I look at it, and anytime we talk about putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, I think about, first of all, what it's talking about, what the main part of this is, and it's talking about putting on something, and that's called the garment. And a garment is like a coat, if you would, and before you can put on the coat of praise, you have to take off the coat of heaviness. I wish I had somebody out there today that understand that. So many of us are trying to get dressed, and what we're doing is we're dressing up and dressing over the things that's on the inside of us that we need not to be partaken in. Brothers and sisters, we as believers, we need to see, we need to know, we need to understand that this thing with God is, you know, he wants us to pull off some things in order to put on some things. In order to be that new man in Christ, you have to pull off the older things, because the Bible does be that any man that is in Christ, he is, or she is, or they have become a new creature or a new creation, or they have pulled off the old garments that they had on and put on new garments of that are not as heavy, that are a lot lighter. And brothers and sisters, if we would just think about it for a while and ponder on it in our mind for a while, we would understand that in times we continue to carry the weight of the world upon our shoulders, when yet Jesus has already declared, Apostle, if you cast your cares on me, and he wants us to do that. Why does he want us to do it? He said, because, Apostle, I care for you. And brothers and sisters, we need to understand that God is a God that cares for us, and he looks out for us, and he's going to be there for us. But what we have to do is we have to take off the things that hold us back. We have to take off the things that some friends that's holding us back. We got to take them off. We got to take them off. There's some relationships that's holding us back. We got to take them off. We have to take them off. There's some children of ours that's holding us back. We have to take them off. Now, I'm not saying abandon your folks, but what I'm saying is if they're hindering you from doing the will of God, then you need to take them off. The Bible declares that to support us, it says that if they don't accept you, then you shake the dust off your feet and you move to another city. I know we've been taught that scripture in a certain way, but when it comes to folks, if folks don't accept the way and who you are in Christ, you shake the dust off your feet and you just move on to another city. So we as believers, we have to put on the garment of the put on, and that means put on means you apply it to yourself. You have to apply it to yourself. You have to apply it. So many times we don't apply it to ourselves. We go and we buy a suit off the rack and we put it on, and all we're concerned with is the length of the pants. And brothers and sisters, we have to understand that you have to take that suit that somebody else made, and when they made it in general for anybody. But, you know, I'm going to talk about me for an example. You know, I go out and I buy a suit. When I buy the suit, I buy it too large. The jacket's too large. The pants too large. They're too large in the waist. They're too large, too long in the length. The jacket is too broad in my chest. It's too broad on my shoulders. The arms come down below my fingers. And I take it, and I take it to my seamstress. Ah, yeah, there we go. And when I take it to my seamstress, she takes this suit that I bought that was made for somebody larger than me, and she turns it into a garment that I can fit. She takes it up in the back. She takes it up under the arms. She takes it up in the arms, and she takes it up around the chest. She adjusts the buttons and the holes if need be. She adjusts the weight in the waist in the pants. She adjusts the thighs all the way down to the ankles, and then she takes them up to the correct length. Therefore, it's no longer a suit, but now it's my garment. I wish I had somebody out there to understand today. It's just a suit as long as it's on the rack. But once you have that thing altered to fit you, that becomes your garment. And what God is saying, we need to take off the garment of complaining, the garment of negativism, the garment of looking at people side eye, the garment of jealousy, the garment of envy, the garment of strife, the garment of, if you would, the garment of hatred, the garment of bitterness, the garment of coming in and separating people from everything else, because the Bible declares Satan is the one that comes, and he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but when God come into our life, when Jesus come into our life, when we accept him as our Savior, and when we become an active living being for Christ, we need to take off the things of old and put on the garment of praise. And I'm so glad, my brothers and sisters, that the Bible declares, over in Hebrews, I believe it is, it says, by him, therefore, let us, the children of God, render unto him a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of your lips. Somebody say, my lips. Yes, my lips. You have to take your mouth. You have to take your lips. You have to open up your mouth and just say, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for letting me bat my eyes. I want to thank you for letting me inhale and exhale. I want to thank you for letting me lick my lips. I want to thank you that there's moisture in my eyes. I want to thank you that I, even though my hands may be hurting, I can still pat them every now and then. I have to take off the things that are old. Take off the thing, the mindset of negative things and the reason why I can't do this and the reason why I can't do that, and start looking at what I can do in Christ. What can I do in Christ? The Bible declares that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brothers and sisters, we have to get out of the mindset of thinking that just because I'm not the pastor of the church. I'm not the preacher of the church. I'm not the main minister at the church. Just because I'm just a somebody that's there, I'm just a member, does not mean that you are not anointed and appointed to do something in the body of Christ. Everybody that's in the body of Christ have a job in the body of Christ to project the body of Christ into the negative world that Satan has put in front of us. Don't be mad at him for the things that he do, because the Bible declares that he is the prince of this world. When he was kicked out of heaven, he was sent down here to do exactly what he's doing today. But Jesus said he come into us that we could have life and that we can have it more abundantly, which means that as long as Satan is doing, apostle, what he is doing, we still have the power, the authority to overcome whatever it is that he brings our way. The Bible says that in Isaiah 61 in verse 3, it says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And as we said, the garment of praise has to be, in order to put the garment of praise on, we have to take the spirit of heaviness off. So many of us are walking around with what we've done in the past, holding us back from going into the future. I wish I had somebody out there that understood that the old things are passed away. That's what the Bible says. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Baby, when you come to Christ, it's just like getting a brand new car. You wash that thing every day, you praise God every day. You clean them rims up every day, you clean up your praise for God every day. You wipe down your windows every day, you wipe down your praise for God every day. Wax on your praise, wax off your praise, wax on your praise, wax off your praise. Every now and then, you just have to go Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, and do what is necessary to get your praise through and to get your breakthrough. I'm going to pause for a minute. I'm going to pull a time out for a minute and let you know something. You know, that's sometimes some things in our life that we need to start praising God for so he can deliver us out of it. We in it too long. We in that. We've prayed. We've called on the name of Jesus. We believe in our prayer. We have faith that it's going to happen. But sometimes we need to act like it has already happened. That's where your praise come in. You thank God, even though you still sick, you thank him for your healing. Even though you still confused, you thank him for a reconciled and a straight thinking mind. Even though your pressure may still be up, you thank him for bringing it back down. You, even though your A1C may be up, you thank him for bringing it down to a normal level by exercising and proper dieting so that you don't necessarily have to be on medication all the time. Come on, somebody. We have to take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. It says that. It says, put on the garment of praise. Take off the spirit of heaviness. You have to take off the coat of heaviness. Times we wonder why we don't have any joy. We wonder why we are not passionate. We wonder why we're not loving. We're wondering why we're not kind. It's simply because we're wearing the wrong coat. You're wearing somebody else's coat instead of your coat. Because when you come to Christ, whatever you had on before then no longer belongs to you. It was you. If you was an alcoholic then, you was an alcoholic, but you're not an alcoholic anymore. If you was a drug addict then, you was a drug addict, but you're not a drug addict anymore. If you was addicted to sex, you was a sex addict then, but you're not one anymore. Because the Bible says, if you are in Christ now, you're a new creature. The old things are passed away. The old garments are passed away. And oh, behold, the new garments are put on. Our life is brand spanking new. We have to start taking off the garment of heaviness. It might look like it's still in style. It might look like it's still good. It might look like just because you've had it for 30 years and the moths haven't eaten it up yet, and you haven't eaten it up yet. If you're wondering why, you had it for 30 years and the wool haven't started separating itself yet. Guess what, baby? When you start wearing it on a regular basis, you're going to find out that it's not as strong as it used to be. Because time that is has began to rescind what it gave to the material in the very beginning. And you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, our praise may be right now just a thank you, Jesus. But as we grow in Christ, it needs to improve from just a thank you, Jesus, to a hallelujah. It needs to grow from hallelujah to God, I praise you. It needs to go from Lord, I praise you, to Lord, I worship you. It needs from I worship you to Lord, you're my everything. You're my all in all. Oh, God, I can't rest that night without you being right there. You got to change the way of praise so that you can obtain the thing that God has for you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I have found out that as men of God and women of God, we can lead worship, but we suck in worship. I wish I had somebody out there today. We can lead worship. We can push people to worship. But when it's time to worship, we sit down and cannot muster within ourselves the ability to stand up and lift up our hands as we have instructed the people to lift them up because we wanted them to praise when we wanted them to pray. Okay, I'm almost done. I'm fixing to get ready to get out of here. You know, I got to get on back to working. And I got to get on back to do some things that I'm supposed to do today. And I just want y'all to know that that comes a time in life that though your body may be aching and racked with pain, you have to take off the garment of pain and garment of racking, of achingness in your body and put on the garment of healing. Because the Bible declares, by his stripes, we're already healed. We have to start walking in what God has placed before us, that God has put in front of us. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, I was a booger before I came to Christ, but I understand one thing, that booger that I was before I came to Christ, I need to have the same energy now that I'm in Christ. See, we take the energy level and we drop the energy level. We hold on to the memories of everything we used to do, but we drop the energy level. So when we come to Christ, we sit there and say, that's not like me. I don't worship that way. I'm not loud when I worship. But there are things that you do in your everyday life that I guarantee you that you get loud about on a regular basis. And brothers and sisters, whenever we fussing at our children, we get loud. Whenever we fussing with our spouse or our other person in our life, we get loud. Whenever there's a confrontation at work, we get loud. But whenever we got to say thank you, Jesus, we can only say it in our heart. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to mess with nobody today. I ain't talking about nobody. I ain't talking at nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about because I've been at that point in my life. I've done that in my life. But I'm so thankful that I have been renewed, revived, and I've been reborn so that now I could live this life for Christ in the way that I'm supposed to without the spirit of heaviness on me. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to throw this out there. This is free. This is free. You don't owe me nothing. This is free right here. Some of you are worshiping in a place that have the garment of heaviness over you. You're there just because you grew up there. You're there just because you was raised there. You're in a denomination just because that's how you was brought up. But brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that comes a time that you got to step outside of the normalcy of what you've been doing that's not getting you anywhere, that have not gotten you anywhere, that's not going to take you anywhere. And you need to change up the way you're doing things. If you read the scripture and you never felt nothing about it, you need to go back and look at the scripture again, so that you can get an understanding, so that scripture now is not just a scripture, but now it's a lesson where you have learned something and you said, I'm never going to do that again. I just wish I had somebody out there that understood that sometimes you have to move places in order to move up an elevation in your to the next level in your life. It says, I'm going to read this scripture once more time. It says about taking off the spirit of taking off the garment, putting on the garment of praise and taking off that spirit of heaviness, you know. And as we grow in life, some things don't fit us anymore. As we grow in life, as we grow as a Christian, some things that we did when we came in does not work anymore because when we first came to Christ, we were drinking milk. And as we grew up, you know, just like our parents, they put a little cereal or oatmeal in the milk, rice or oatmeal in the milk so that it can be a little bit thicker so it can sit in our stomach and it will cause us to get sleepy and tired. That ought to be a time where you come to church and you worship God, where you in your car and you worship God, where you in your house and you worship God, where you in your backyard and you worshiping God, where you on your lawnmower and you worshiping God, while you on your bicycle and you worshiping God, when you are cutting coupons and you worshiping God, while you driving to the casino, you worshiping God. But what I'm saying is that ought to be a time where your praise ought to cause you to be tired, where your praise ought to cause you to say, whew, and have to sit back and catch your breath. Baby, if you ain't got to that point yet, you just keep on pushing. You keep on praising. You keep on worshiping. And when life continues to bring you trials, you praise even harder every time something come your way. And I promise you, that's going to be a time where you're going to praise God, and it's just going to seem like you done lost your mind, just like David did when the Ark of the Covenant came back into the city. And the Bible declares that David put on the linen ephod. And David was so excited and happy that he danced and he prayed until his linen ephod, and he just danced all out of his clothes. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, people not going to like it when you praise God. People not going to like it when you worship in God. But the Bible declares that let everything that has breath give God a praise. And I'm so glad to know, my brothers and my sisters, that there are a remnant folk that's on this line today, and those that are listening to it that's live on Facebook out there. I want y'all to understand, brothers and sisters, there are a remnant of folk that's ready to lift up the name of Jesus, to praise him, to worship him, and to magnify his holy name through sickness and distress, through heartache and pain, through finance, having money and not having money. We have to praise God. We have to worship God just like it's our very last time, because we don't know when our last time is going to be our last time. So my brothers and sisters, I want you today to think about this thing, and I want you to know that this scripture means a lot to me. It has totally impacted my life and changed my mindset and changed the way I look at worship and the way I look at prayer. I need to just stop thinking about what's around me and who's around me and who's looking at me, and just go all out for it. Just go all out for it. Get out there and let everybody know, for God I'm living, and I'm not going to let nobody shake me. I'm not going to let nobody break me. My faith is going to be intact, whether you like it or not, whether you come at me or not. I have made up in my mind that I'm going to take the spirit of heaviness off of me, the garment of heaviness off of me. What does that mean in simple terms today? And we're going to go. In simple terms, that means this, that you are no longer going to allow society or allow the world or the people in this world or the people whose mind is captured by this world to tell you how you can and cannot praise and worship God. You make up in your mind that you're going to remove the mask that we've had on simply because that's not what I was taught to do. Well, maybe we need to look into the scripture and pull out of the scripture, which that's what the word study means, to look into and to pull out of. And when we pull out of, we need to pull ourselves out of, pull our traditions out of, and look at what God was saying to the people when it was being said. So when we take off the garment of heaviness, we're taking off people, we're taking off places, we're removing spirits that have been attached to us. Let me tell you now, you got all kinds of spirits to attach to you. You know, you done kissed somebody, you done got a spirit into you. You done had sex with somebody, you done got that spirit into you. You done entertain conversations you shouldn't. You got that spirit into you. Let me tell y'all something. You don't necessarily have to physically cheat on somebody, but you can have conversations and not cut conversations off and cause people, spirits, to attach to you. And then you would bring that stuff into your household. And guess what, baby? The household is now defiled simply because you refuse to cut off at the root. You see, the spirit and the garment of heaviness is things that we allow to separate us from doing the will of God. Okay, all right, I'm done. I'm gonna let the apostle come in, Apostle Douglas come in, and I'm gonna let him close this thing out for us here down in a few more minutes, and he's gonna take it just a little bit higher. You know, so once again, this garment is just hanging on a rack. You go into the store and you get it. When I get it, it's just a suit. But it becomes a garment when my tailor has made it just for me. Come on, preacher, what you talking about, just for me? You see, until I took the crucifixion and made it just for me. Yeah, I understand in the Bible, he did it for everybody. But when I read it, I put myself there. He died just for my sins. He cleansed me just for my sins. But preacher, he did it for the world. But no. You understand. You got to understand. You got to take this word of God and you got to apply it to your life. And when the brother and sister apply it to their life, then we become a we. But before you can make a we, you got to be an individual that made up in your mind that I'm going to confess with my mouth, believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I can receive my salvation. We have to take off the spirit of heaviness, anything that holds us back from being what God has planned for us to be, for being in the purpose of God, because we already know we in the plan of God, and we already know that God is going to be perfect in our everyday life. So as we go through life, let's remember that we are walking in God's purpose. And we are a part of God's plan because God's will, Spirit of Heaviness, put on the garment of praise and do what the psalmist said. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Right where y'all at, give the Lord a hand clap of praise because he is worthy of all of our praise. Real quick, let us pray a real short prayer. We're going to turn it back over to the apostle. My God, I thank you that although I can't change my past, God, I can control my attitude. Control my attitude today, and I can make sure, my God, that I am not wearing a coat of heaviness or a spirit of heaviness or a spirit of discouragement or a garment of discouragement. But I thank you that I can put on a garment of praise and I can praise you every day and every way. I can put on my garment of thanksgiving and I can give you thanks every day of my life, not just in November, but every day of my life I can give you a praise and an offering of thanksgiving. And I'm going to live today, oh God. I'm going to live today with a great attitude in you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I worship you and I magnify you. For it's in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Apostle Douglas. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Be here. I thank God for everybody. May the Lord God bless each and every one of y'all real good now.
Man, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Such a powerful word, man. What I heard while you were preaching, Doc, was this. In order for you to change your present condition, you got to change your garment.
That's it.
I almost took off running. In order for you to change your condition, you gotta change your garment. If you learn how to put off some stuff, God can put some stuff in your life. But if you holding on to all of that stuff that's keeping you from moving forward in God, that's where your issue gonna come at. That's where your problems gonna come in at. That's why you can't see what you need to see because you got on the wrong clothes. Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Pastor Scott. I appreciate you, Doc. That did me some good today. That put me in a real good mindset right there for me to be. Because I gotta go into work today, and I thank God for that one because that's what I needed today. I needed that today. Listen. We're going to pray for the man of God. Once we pray for the man of God, we're going to let y'all know how to get in contact with him. If you guys want to come, you want him to come do a conference, maybe you just want him to speak to your young people. I believe that this man of God has a powerful ministry that is designed to shift the body of Christ. That God did not connect us by happen chance. I honestly believe God had a divine purpose for us meeting. So in that, I want to thank God for that. And then I want to go ahead on. We're going to pray for him, and we're going to allow him that space to go ahead on and let you guys know how to get in contact with him and get a hold to him. To have him come and bless your house and bless your people of God. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you set among us. God, we pray today, God, that he poured out into the people, God, will be poured back into him for him to be strengthened, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his very feet. God, we call those things that be not as though they were. God, we bind up the enemy. We speak against every situation, circumstance that the enemy has tried to plot, plan, and put into his life. God, we bind up the words, the ways, and the mindsets of the enemy and tell the enemy that he is a lie and he has no power and he has no strength and he cannot prevail over the house of the Scots. God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, over the church that the pastor, that the man of God that you have set, the angel of the house has set, it cannot come against him. God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, we thank you for building up a standard against him. God, we thank you right now for strengthening him on every hand in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, Pastor Scott, go ahead and let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, if they want you to come and to share with them a word.
Yes, yes. If you would like to contact me in any kind of way, if y'all are on Facebook, I could be reached at, the name is Martin B. Scott, or you can reach me at anyone that you will find on Facebook, that The Bethel Baptist Church. You're going to probably find two pages. Either one of the two is perfectly fine. Or if you just need to really get in contact with me, you can get in touch with the apostle. The apostle have my numbers. He have all of my contact information. But I just want y'all to know that Manny, sitting over there at 1095 West George Avenue, we're a little red brick church that's sitting on a hill. Well, we are the church where everybody is somebody and where we have learned to be still and let God deal with our enemies. And I just thank God that in the midst of everything that's going on in life, that the word of God is still powerful. The word of God and the word of God is still sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will cut all the way down to the marrow of the bone. And it will pull out of the marrow the stem cells that it needs to inject us and make us more powerful Christians in the body of Christ. But yeah, you can just reach me there on Facebook at Martin B. Scott, and we will just be glad to come and do and share whatever God has implanted into our hearts and our spirits to share with you guys, man. I am excited about what God has done and what God is doing through Man Up Monday. Yes, amen. Man Up Monday is a powerful ministry. A lot of people, we may not know it, but a lot of people know and they see and they hear what goes on. They may not look at it and they may not be on with us right now, but they will come back and hear it. And if you're hearing this on Facebook or any other social media, I challenge you to share it so that people can hear the message that God has for his church, because the Bible does declare that until this gospel has been preached unto all nations, we're going to keep living in this hellish world that we're living in right now. Y'all take care. May the Lord God bless y'all real good. And at the end of the day, make sure that whatever God has put in your life for you to do, that you understand your assignment. All right, Doc.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man. Listen, I'm trying to end the broadcast and get all this stuff done at the same time. But, man, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate you, Doc. We love you, man. Listen, we're gonna have to get down there, Louisiana, man, and hang out with y'all one Sunday, man. Let us know when you guys got something going on. I actually got family down there, so you know mess around there and find out we can vote
for the church anniversary.
Sir.
Williams, say, Cedric and Jewel.
Man, listen, we might, look, we just give us a day that you guys are having something, And we'd love to come do that, man, and hang out with y'all, man, one Sunday.
I got you. So, he coming from a church anniversary.
Okay, when is your church anniversary?
Church anniversary is the fourth Sunday in May.
Fourth Sunday in May. Listen, let's see what we got going on, and because I think I know we have a Chicago trip that we're going on, and we're trying to figure out what day we're gonna do that. But let us look into it, man. We're gonna try our best to get there. Make sure you send us the flyer, Doc, so we can get a hold to it. Now, you guys that want to get a hold to Pastor Scott, if y'all want to get a hold to me, y'all can call 346-419-2529. That's 346-419-2529. Get in contact with us that way. Pastor Scott, listen, man, we appreciate you, Doc. We love you so much. And you know that anytime you need us, we there. Anytime you need us, we there, Doc. We're just so excited about what God is doing, man. We're excited about what God is doing. And man, we want to reach out to you because I'm gonna call you later on this week, and talk with you. I got something I want to see if I can't get you on board with us, and we're gonna see if we can't get you to come on. All right, man. So listen, guys, you guys have been listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for joining in. We want you to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Those of you all that would like to sow into the ministry, sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you have three ways you can do it. One is through our Cash App, which is $WGC2020. You can also go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is going to be, PayPal.me/WorldwideGC. Or you can go to your Zelle, and your Zelle is going to be 346-419-5960. That's 346-419-5960. Either one of those ways you can sow the seed that the Lord has laid on your heart to sow with us. Those of you all that are looking for a church home that is under the sound of our voice here in the Houston area or in the Louisiana area, you guys are looking for a church home, please reach out to Pastor Scott. Please reach out to the Bethel family and try to get there. And I promise you, you'll never be the same. Those of you all that are here in Houston and you're listening and you're under the sound of our voice and you want to get there, it's 3029 Wayne Street. We have church every every Sunday at 3 p.m. Please make it your business to show up and come. No service is ever the same. What about our motto at the Abba House is there is room at the house. So we want you to come and be a part of this family. So listen, those of you all that have that opportunity to share, y'all come on in and be a part of what God is doing. And we would love to have you be there. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And remember, there ain't nothing that you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. Blood.
the blood that gives me strength. Somebody said from day to day, it will never lose.